Healthy Alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. I'm Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you're listening to WebTalkRadio.net. What Healthy Alternatives is about is most of us really want to reach optimum levels of health and wellness. We want to feel better, live long, and enjoy life even more, and that's what I attempt to bring you on each of the Healthy Alternative shows. My guest I'm going to be interviewing in a little while is John Thorpe. 25 years ago, he was a successful stuntman for shows like the original Hawaii Five-0, Magnum P.I. He wound up shattering all the bones in his right leg. He was told he would require a total knee replacement if he was ever to walk again without the use of a cane. Well, he decided against the surgery. Instead, he used something called electroacuscope and myopulse. So today, not only does he walk, but he runs, and one of the first things he did when he recovered, he actually ran a triathlon. How's that for recovery? We're going to be talking to John about the work he's been doing for the 25 years with this electroacuscope and myopulse and how it can affect you positively. Every week, I like to begin the show by talking about an issue or concern you should know about because it can have a real impact on you. In the past, I've talked about how pharmaceutical companies are creating a conflict of interest in the research that's being published. Well, it turns out that it's not only the big pharmaceutical companies that are getting involved with those kinds of influences, it's the big food industry as well. An interview in the journal Academy, food scientist Marion Nestle, she's a professor of nutrition, food studies, and public health at New York University, talked about the rampant conflict of interest between universities, university researchers, and the big food industry. What she said is proponents of sustainable and organic production systems have difficult time at large land-grant universities getting research done. But the public rarely hears about these kinds of problems. In a report that was called Public Research, Private Gain, Corporate Influence Over University Agriculture Research from Food and Water Watch, went back to the 1980s and saw that federal policies encouraged land-grant universities to partner with industry to develop certain products such as seeds, which were then sold to farmers under patents. By 2010, private donations from the agricultural industry accounted for nearly one quarter of the funding for agricultural research in these land-grant universities. And from Marion Nestle's standpoint, this has a chilling effect on critical thinking and research. Just to give a couple examples, Mars, the maker of chocolate candies, funded a University of California research project into the benefits of chocolate. Monsanto gave $2.5 million to Texas A&M to endow a chair for plant breeding. Yale School of Medicine teamed up with PepsiCo to create a research laboratory. Washington State University Pullman offers an MBA degree. It's a master's in beef advocacy. It's an industry-funded program that trains college students to fight back against critics of big agriculture. And Iowa State University's Leopold Center for Sustainable Agriculture, the center there has been a staunch advocate for alternative and sustainable agriculture. Their director was fired suddenly, And the reasoning behind it, while it's not known for sure, but the Leopold Center operates under the authority of Iowa State University's College of Agriculture and the USDA, which is largely controlled by the GMO interests like Monsanto. They gave the university $56.8 million in 2012. The dean of the College of Agricultural and Environmental Science, University of California, Davis, said about 20% of his college's annual research budget now comes from industry. So does this really influence, this money influence the researchers? Well, according to one research report, more than 15% of industry researchers acknowledge having changed the design, methodology, or results of a study in response to pressure from a funding source. Now, that's 15% that actually acknowledge doing this. Question is, how many more are being influenced but are reluctant to admit it? This is a problem that's affecting the research that we're looking to depend on to give us the real scientific truth as to what's going on, and it's being corrupted. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, go to teplitz.com, teplitz.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I do a free monthly e-newsletter, Health, Nutrition, Wellness Oriented. You can click on teplitz.com on the About Home button to sign up there. Every week, I also like to talk to you about a healthy breakthrough. It's the newest discoveries, latest information about healthy alternatives you can use for yourself, your family, and loved ones. What I want to talk about today is 1.5 million Americans suffer from inflammatory bowel disease, and that includes ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. What IBD, inflammatory bowel disease, is, it's an autoimmune condition that involves inflammation of your digestive tract. It can cause cramps, bloody diarrhea, weight loss, and other potential serious complications, including increasing the risk of colon cancer. It can also be extremely painful, debilitating, and even life-threatening. Now, in the Scandinavian Journal of Gastroenterology, a new animal research study was done looking at krill oil and found that it offers protective effects against inflammatory bowel disease by reducing inflammation and oxidative stress and even preserving the colon length. In krill oil, there's omega-3 fats, EPA and DHA, and turns out they play an important role in preventing inflammation. A 2007 study in the Journal of American College of Nutrition found that 300 milligrams of krill oil per day significantly reduced inflammation, pain, stiffness, and functional impairment after just 7 days, and it became even a bigger impact after 14 days. Mice in another study consuming krill oil showed less joint inflammation from rheumatoid arthritis than a control group. And basically, other research found a major reduction in compounds that promote inflammation amongst medical students taking omega-3 supplements. As a matter of fact, Dr. Mehmet Oz from the Dr. Oz Show has switched from recommending fish oil to krill oil because it's a much higher quality oil. It doesn't go rancid the way fish oil can, and it's almost 100% absorbable by your system. So take a look at krill oil. It's an excellent thing to use to reduce pain and stiffness and IBD. Before I introduce my guest, John Thorpe, I'd like to tell you about a book I've done called Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. This book is full of techniques you can use to manage your stress instantly, from using deep breathing, to meditation, to yoga, to vitamin supplements, to herbs, to shiatsu, a Japanese pressure technique, all kinds of ways you can handle your stress more effectively. To get the book, you can go to Amazon.com or you can go to teplitz.com and click on the product button, and then you can order it there.
My guest today is John Thorpe. 25 years ago, he was a successful stuntman for shows like Hawaii Five-O, the first version, Magnum P.I. He wound up shattering all the bones in his right leg and was told he would require total knee replacement if he was ever to walk without the use of a cane. John decided against the surgery, and he was successfully treated by using something called electroacuscope and MyoPulse. Today, he not only walks but runs pain-free, and his leg is completely rehabilitated. Because of that, John has spent 25 years working with this electroacuscope and MyoPulse approach. It's used by hospitals, medical doctors, technicians all across the country. And he's president and founder of the Thorpe Institute of Integrative Medicine, and he's one of the foremost authorities on microcurrent technologies. So, John, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you, Jerry.
So, got a question for you is, how come you said no to surgery?
You know, when they're telling you that you're never going to do the things in life that you love, and even with the surgery, you're still not going to be able to do those things, there wasn't any good options. So, you know, they said you're going to never surf or snow ski or fly or hang glider. Your career as a stuntman is over. And the only good news was that they said, hey, your insurance, Screen Actors Guild, will pay us the $80,000 to give you a new knee replacement.
Yay, Screen Actors Guild.
Yay, you've got good insurance. We'll button you up, you know, And so they buttoned me up after 7.5 hours of surgery and said, hey, here, we're going to get an opportunity to practice on you. And when I asked them how long these knee replacements last, they said, well, 10, 15, maybe 20 years. So none of those options sounded good. You know, 20 years from the time I was 36, that'd be meaning at 56 I would have to do it all over again. Not a good option. So I called some friends and went and searched for the cure.
Now, since this was 25 years ago, first of all, alternative medicine was not even pretty much known by folks very, very much. So how did you wind up even discovering these therapies?
Well, funny enough, as I doubled for a gentleman by the name of Lee Majors on $6 Million Man. So Lee, he happened to be one of the co-owners of the Los Angeles Colts football team, which is an arena football team. And he had seen the dramatic recovery of Terry Bradshaw back in 1982-83 of his throwing arm using this electroacuscope all the way to Terry began throwing pain-free, led his team the AFC Central title.
That's fairly impressive stuff. And, so explain to our listeners what electroacuscope and MyoPulse therapies are and what are they doing?
Well, the acuscope is for neurological and brain. If you think of every cell in your body as a little tiny battery, a damaged cell doesn't have the same resonating frequency as a normal healthy cell. So the acuscope is directed at the neurological cells. The MyoPulse is directed at the connective tissue cells. They resonate slightly differently. One is on a sine wave, one is a square wave. So these instruments detect the abnormalities, send out a corrective signal until the cell resonates at normal homeostasis, and then takes off and looks for any other abnormalities in the body.
So the electroscope is working with neurons in the brain primarily?
Well,
all over the body, I guess.
Well, it's throughout the body, but mainly the brain. The master computer is at the brain. We've been to the moon. We haven't been to the gray matter of the brain. The thing that I find, it's really common sense medicine, Jerry. You're diagnosed with an EEG, an EKG, an EMG. If you're being diagnosed electrically, why aren't you being treated electrically? And the only thing that comes up is, could it be the last thing the pharmaceutical industry wants is a painless therapy that gets you well and costs nothing to use but a few cents in electricity? You might think you don't need drugs.
Yeah, but the electric company is out of support. It's more electricity. Not a lot, but what the heck.
You know, it's battery operated. It's battery operated. It puts out a microcurrent, which is 1,000th of a millionth of an amp. So it's using picoamperage. It was substantiated by the Nobel Prize in 1991. So if you haven't heard about it, you know, the doctors that are on my board of directors, which are the peers of the medical community, Dr. Steven Sinatra wrote about 11 books on metabolic cardiology. He's a cardiologist. Dr. Bueller, Don Bueller, open heart surgeon. These are surgeons for 46 years. Now, they're saying you're going to have to rewrite the physiology textbooks because the Nobel Prize was given to two German scientists that proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that cells are controlled electrically and not biochemically, and that the gates that allow waste product departure and nutrient intake open and close when you have the right bioconductance across that cellular membrane.
So maybe it's because it was German scientists who won the Nobel and they weren't American scientists that we've kind of ignored it all?
You know, the Germans, Jerry, was es los mit denn der?
Yes.
The Germans did lead the field in medicine, you know, up until World War II when we bombed them. But they developed, these two German scientists, Dr. Naren Sackman, developed a patch clamp that could isolate and detect these incredibly small tunnel-like structures that are now known as voltage-sensitive ion channels. And they did that by being able to remove a little slice of the membrane, and they would now be able to study a cell like it had never been studied before. And this was 1991. So Chinese medicine has been based on electrical points in the bodies, points, channels, and meridians. It's a 10,000-plus-year-old medicine. And when we're needling points in the body that are highly conductive, we're trying to get the lightning to strike. So old school medicine with new missile guidance chip technology is what makes this therapy so uniquely advantageous.
Now, is this FDA registered equipment?
Yes, it is. It's FDA registered as a Class 2 medical device. We are in every walk of medicine, from the neurosurgeon to the veterinarian. There's been over 40,000 instruments sold, but yet, have you ever heard of it? Very few people have even heard of it other than the elite and professional athletes.
Now, since you've been involved with this for 25 years, what kind of levels of improvement have you seen from when you first used it on your leg to how you're using it now?
Well, when they told me I'd never bend my leg, that wasn't true. A year from the date of the injury, I ran my first triathlon. So I found a lot.
So you didn't even go with a marathon. You went straight to triathlon. Pretty cool.
Straight to triathlons. And so I really, as a stuntman, you think, you know, my mentality is look for the flaw. The flaw will kill me. Now, why, you know, other than Lee saying, hey, you've got to try this AccuJack machine. John, you know how bad my arthritic knees were. I'm playing tennis pain-free. Why doesn't more people know about it? Well, if you can't get paid for it, no one's going to use it. So that was being not well known to insurance companies and things like that. The reimbursements were low, so if you weren't a professional athlete, you didn't see things like this, because what was well reimbursed at that time was if they put heat on my leg, they could get $25 as a licensed physical therapist. If they put ice on my leg, they could get $25. So they would do the hot, cold, lotion potions, as I call them, in range of motions, and get reimbursed a couple $100. They start putting on something like an Occiscope, and they go, what's that? We're an old eSTEM. We'll give you $10 for that, you know, and that's really how the body heals itself. So these are the things in Western medicine that need to be changed, billing codes for things that truly allow the body to heal itself.
So it's still at that kind of level in terms of the reimbursement, still way too low?
Yes, you have to get creative with your naturally, you know, as a medical doctor, the higher reimbursements, but you're still using physical medicine codes, eSTEM, biofeedback, neuromuscular reeducation, and then you're going to various areas of the body, you know, so you go through, because we use the acupuncture points, channels, and meridians, we're going through the acupuncture points of the ear, the teeth, the hands, the feet, the spine. And then we actually have tools that allow the lymph to drain, doing lymph drainage.
So explain a little bit more what the MyoPulse is doing, because I understand signals to the brain, and just explain a little bit more with that.
MyoPulse is for connective tissue. Myo, muscle, muscle, tendon, ligament, and bone. They resonate slightly differently. Now, the orthopedic surgeons will know by implanting a negative charge into a non-union bone that they could get bone growth. So they were aware, but it was higher in current where you, and at the same time too, they felt that they had to invade the body, go in and implant an electrode into the non-union in order for it to work, where we are non-invasive. We don't have to go that way. We can go transcutaneously, which is through the skin, and still get the same result of a non-union fracture healing. And I've showed time and time again this. When you look at my knee, and on my website is posted a picture of what my knee looked like. It's
bone. Oh, you have your own photo of yourself on there.
Oh, yeah. No, you got to put your knee up there. When they see my leg, I've seen better looking legs on a perch. But, yeah, it's dramatic because my femur's sticking out about an inch and a half out of joint. So I was recently with the Orlando Magic, their orthopedic surgeon, 36-year-old guy who was an Indian. He looked at my knee and he moved my leg around and he said, I must take a picture of this from India. And so I said, well, I'm not wild about x-rays. He said, let me confirm you're a bone-on-bone. So he took a picture and he says, I am looking at a medical impossibility. I replace knees that are 10 times better than this. How do you walk? I don't. I run.
You certainly confused him, huh?
Oh, poor guy. You know, he's just, well, I want everybody in the Central Valley to have these machines. This is a medical impossibility. I said, doctor, that's what I do, is medical impossibilities.
Great. So before we continue, I'd like to remind you, listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz on webtalkradio.net. And we'll be back with my guest, John Thorpe, in just a moment.
If you're involved with selling, have I got a book for you. It's Switched on Selling, Balance Your Brain for Sales Success. My co-author is Dr. Tony Alessandro. He is a sales guru. He's written 20 books on selling. And in each chapter, he does the technique of selling. But then I do this concept of brain rewiring to switch you on to be more effective in selling immediately. It's a great book. We've gotten great feedback. It's research-based. You can read about the research in the book as well. To order it, you can go to Amazon.com or you can go to Teplitz.com and you'll see the products button and you can go in there.
So my guest today is John Thorpe. He's president and founder of Thorpe Institute of Integrative Medicine. And he's one of the foremost authorities on microcurrent technologies, and he's assisted patients, he has practitioners worldwide that are using the devices of electroacuscope and MyoPulse, and John experienced that himself, as we've talked about, of going from a shattered leg to where using these approaches he was able to run a marathon. So, John, I got a question for you as to what separates this from other equipment that's out there. What makes it different?
The difference between us and any other electrotherapeutic device is the read and treat mechanism. This is actually using missile guidance chip technology. So it's about the biofeedback. It's about how the instrument and the patient interface. And so when you use the right coupling agents, the electrolytes, to allow to go through the skin and then into the interstitial fluids, we're now looking at the body's electrical components. And wherever there's a flaw or there's abnormalities or there is blockage and resistance or impedance, the instrument seeks that out, and then it sends a signal back, and at 100 times a second, we're sending out a corrective signal until the impedance is moved. So it's freeing up, shall we say, the freeways, the electrical pathways of the body.
Now, before you were talking about the break, you were talking about using it to heal bones where you can be external to the body. How long would it take a fracture to heal using this approach?
We normally cut healing time in half. To give you an idea, Cameron Lowe, who's the closer for the Brewers, broke his toe about 2 weeks ago. And they said, well, Cameron, we're going to have to give you, he's one of the closers for the Brewers, they said, we're going to have to give you 15 days off. He says, I've got this machine, give me 3 days and I'll be back on the mound. And in 3 days he was back on the mound. He goes, John, I just had to call you and tell you, you know, another miracle's happened with the instrument. In 3 days it went from black and blue to almost completely gone, slight yellow in hue, and I'm throwing better than I've ever thrown before. So, you know, normally if they'll say 6 to 8 weeks, I'll say 3 to 4 weeks in how quickly we can get a bone to heal. We can cut healing time in half.
And so do you have to go through a medical practitioner, somebody trained, or did he do it himself?
He bought the instruments for himself. You know, he had 3 bulged herniated discs on his back with a prescription from a doctor. If you're going to be, these are no toys, these are FDA registered. In order to be treated, you need to be under the care of a licensed healthcare provider. We do train technicians. This is a technician field, so that I've trained lay people to neurosurgeons, you know, people that knew nothing about medicine or were just working in an office, front office personnel for a doctor's office, and trained them to get better results and reduction of chronic pain than many doctors had studied for many, many years.
Give us a couple of other stories of difficulties and successes using these approaches.
Recently, you know, I like to say you can't BS a horse. You know, we took a horse that was fairly well-bred. They originally bought it as a yearling for $11,000. It was purchased by our group for $35,000. It had lost its first 2 races. We began a treatment series on it with the electro-acuscope and MyoPulse. And we came out to the next race at 43-1, and we won that. We also did add a little chiropractic in there of stretching the horse out, making sure that we could get the horse to have maximum, stretch, as well as then being able to treat it with the Ocuscope. So our first race, 43-1, we won that. The second race was the Santa Anita Derby. We won that by a nose. That was $1 million race. Then we went to the Kentucky Derby. We won that. And then we also won the Preakness this year. So we were one shot off the Triple Crown when there was a little minor injury on the very last day of training that prevented the horse from winning the Triple Crown, of which it would have done easily. And that horse's name was I'll Have Another.
Cool. So they'll have another treatment is the new name.
I'll Have Another treatment, and he should have had another treatment before they pulled him, but he was purchased for $10 million by the Japanese. So a $35,000 investment 8 months ago turned into a $10 million sale.
Pretty good.
Okay.
So in humans, what are the types of conditions can you...
Well, I'll give you another baseball player. Ted Lilly was with the Chicago Cubs and went through Tommy John surgery on his shoulder. Didn't think he was going to be able to throw a baseball again. I treated him with the instruments, and in 3 weeks he was throwing and throwing at full speed. So he recently signed with the Dodgers for $33 million for the next 3 years. Baseball players, there's Cameron, and there's Ted, there's a horse in there. Get into some of the other diseases. Pope John Paul had 6 of our instruments at the Vatican for his Parkinson's. And we kept his Parkinson's in order for many, many years. The Vatican has purchased many instruments, Ocuscope Italia. So, we're throughout the world in every walk of medicine. You know, we work with the pain associated with the disease. Say, geez, we're sorry they're in remission. We were only working on the pain.
Now, are there things that doesn't appear that it works well for?
It works well for any condition of pain. We're approved for pain. We're approved for retardation of venous thrombosis, which is to prevent blood clots and things like that. So I have to stay within the boundaries of what we're FDA registered for. So the pain syndromes of whether it be rheumatoid arthritis, RA, the pain and spasms associated with MS, ALS, the pain associated with cancer, the pain associated with anything. I'm involved with a state-of-the-art $60 million hospital in Rosarito, Mexico, known as Sanoviv. That's S-A-N-O-V-I-V, built by Dr. Myron Wentz, who created USANA Health Science. This is the first hospital that's ever been built totally non-toxic. It sits right off the Pacific Ocean with its own D-cell system, and we do a lot of 4-stage cancer patients down there. So in the quiet room where we work with the brain and working with really going deep into meditative states of the brain, and that's what is the key to a lot of healing, is to be able to divorce the brain from the autonomic nervous system so the brain does not look at the signature or the mathematical signature or pathology that's coming to the brain as being harmful. If it looks at that mathematical signature as something it can deal with, the body goes into a condition to heal itself all by itself. So meditation and all of these arts are all about how the body can heal itself of some very, you know, death-creating diseases.
Now, you're also involved in a, I guess it's called electrotoxicology.
Correct.
Can you tell our listeners what that is and how
well,
it works and what it is, what it's about?
Yeah, all disease, you know, in my, now again, I'm not a doctor. I'm a stunt guy that, you know, my main patients are all doctors. And that went and searched for the cure, and I found it. I now train neurosurgeons to do what I found to be effective. So this is from my personal experience, you know, and my personal experience is that all dis-ease is toxic response. If you remove the toxicity, you remove the response, which is dis-ease. So if we're opening gates, which are known as voltage-sensitive ion channels, 1991 Nobel Prize, and those gates allow waste product departure and nutrient intake. So if I can detoxify at the cellular level, if I can get rid of inflammation at the cellular level, I'm getting rid of the whole cascade of events that happen, and all pain is created by inflammation. So if we remove the inflammation, we remove the toxicity, we put the body in a condition to heal itself all by itself.
Now, is that using the same equipment or a different piece of equipment
Correct.
That's configured differently?
Yeah, that's what I wrote a series of clinical protocols. I've overseen over 40,000-plus hours at a Loma Linda Division Hospital, which was Castle Medical Center in Hawaii, which gave me the opportunity to train 20 other technicians underneath me in their OT-PT care. So I was able to see what truly worked and what didn't in reduction of chronic pain. Then when you have the substantiation of the Nobel Prize and showing that these voltage-sensitive ion channels do exist, and then you have people, the doctors like Dr. Steven Sinatra that are stating, we are going to have to rewrite the physiology textbooks. They're not correct. You know, and when you have the right electrical conductance across that cellular membrane, you're enhancing ATP, adenosine triphosphate. ATP is the energy of life. So if you can enhance ATP and you're able to give the mitochondria, this is your cell physiology lesson for the day, the mitochondria, the fuel that it needs to run the whole sodium chloride potassium input-output mechanism, we're altering a single molecule to pass through an ion channel electrically.
So you're bringing a new version of this technology to market. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Yeah, the new version will be both instruments built into one Halliburton case. So you're not going to have two instruments. These devices are programmed and calibrated specifically to my electrotoxicology protocols, which are going through the acupuncture points of the ear, the teeth, the hands, the feet, the spine, and doing lymph drainage. So we tweak them specifically for this type of systemic treatment, as well as treatment local direct to wherever the pain is associated, as well as to the brain, to be able to put a person into their most relaxed de-stress state, alpha and theta, and hold them there in that where the brain is releasing the neuropeptides, enzymes, and endorphins, where you're allowing the body to communicate cellular communication.
So, John, a question for you. If somebody is in another part of the country, that you're out in California, do you have a list of who does these therapies on your website?
We do on our website. We don't just give them out. You need to contact us. I have a great doctor, Dr. Richard Ash, in New York City. But now we're to that point where our referral base is growing rapidly, although be careful with other instruments out there, even Occiscopes and MyoPulses. We're private labeling the devices. I've worked very closely with the inventor over the last 15 years. People get confused, an Occiscope is an Occiscope. Without the proper training, you're hit and miss. You're 50-50. This is another reason why these instruments aren't more well known. This is why I have never solicited to anyone. You know, I haven't done the big shows because when you have patients such as mine, like Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield, that have only been outsold by the Bible because they created chicken soup for the soul, that have been my patients for 18 years, and they're going, John, we've got to put you on the air. I don't want one patient being treated by someone that hasn't been trained correctly in the use of these instruments. And that's why the electrotoxicology, that's why we've trademarked that, and that electrotoxicology is we're out for a billing code so that we're able to get reimbursed properly so patients can get this therapy like any other therapy and have their insurance company pay for something that actually will do them some good.
So for listeners who want to learn more about what John Thorpe has developed and has available, you can go to his website at thorpeinstitute.com. And Thorpe is spelled T-H-O-R-P, then the word institute.com, thorpeinstitute.com. John, thank you for being a guest today on Healthy Alternatives.
Great. Thank you, Jerry. You have a very healthy day.
My guest next week is Dr. Charles Krebs. Dr. Krebs has spent many years as an associate professor of biology, a research scientist in Australia for the Queenscliff Marine Science Laboratory. He was a chief analytical chemist and head of the EPA Water Quality Laboratory there. He's published many scientific papers and written two books, A Revolutionary Way of Thinking and Nutrition for the Brain. We're going to be talking to Dr. Krebs about kinesiology, muscle checking, what it is, where it came from, how you can use it in your life. You're not going to want to miss this one. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz. And you can find out more about me at teplitz.com, or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you, or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.